I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The health of your mouth, gums, and teeth can significantly impact your overall health. Dr. Joni Nelson is here to talk about the details. Dr. Nelson is an associate professor and division chief of population oral health at the James B. Edwards College of Dental Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Nelson, give us a brief overview about the connection between our oral health and our overall health or general health.
Our mouth has been often described as the mirror to our body. And so it's really important for our overall health and wellness. And in the past few decades, there's been lots of research around oral health and systemic diseases, things like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and poor oral health has also been connected to cancer, obesity, and adverse pregnancy outcomes. So it's really important that we take care of our mouth as it relates to our overall health.
Tell us about gum disease in particular and what health conditions can be linked to gum disease.
Periodontal disease or gum disease refers to the inflammation and infection of tissues that support your teeth. And so neglecting your oral hygiene, sometimes genetic factors can actually lead to the development of gum disease. We also know that untreated gum disease can complicate blood glucose management for individuals living with diabetes. And so your diabetes diagnosis can heighten the likelihood of developing gum disease, and symptoms like bad breath, bleeding gums, swelling, your tooth mobility, they can all indicate the presence of disease. And gum disease is actually one of the most common chronic diseases in adults as it relates to oral health. So we want to make sure that we're having that connection with our dental provider as well as our primary care provider to ensure that we are addressing those issues.
Tell us more about specific health conditions and how they're connected to oral health.
Experts have reported that people with gum disease have a much higher rate of stroke due to atherosclerosis, or commonly known as the hardening of the arteries, in comparison to those without gum disease. And so we also know that people with gum disease are also at a higher risk of suffering from their first heart attack than those who do not have gum disease. And we also know that HPV is also the leading cause of oropharyngeal cancers. So it's really important to follow up with that primary care and dental provider for care treatment plans about maintaining the health of your mouth.
Dr. Nelson, what are the most important things we can do as individuals to protect and promote oral health?
Well, maintaining a healthy mouth, teeth, and gums are definitely going to include at-home care. So things like brushing at least twice a day, having a good routine for flossing, and making sure you have an established place to receive your dental care. It's also going to be really important to consider other behavior changes that can impact your oral health. Things like reducing sugary foods and beverages, thinking about tobacco usage, and also making sure that you reduce any excessive alcohol consumption.
Dr. Nelson, thanks for this information about the connection between oral health and overall health.
Thank you, Bobby. You're very welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.